Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
White Vault, Goshawk.
Eftir það, þá fórum við gönguleiðina að hliði Ystar. Ég held að tók lágmark hálftíma.
And then we got to the processional way and the Ystar gate. I think we spent maybe half an hour minimum just walking back and forth. It's amazing that the colours and tiles lasted so long. And I love puzzles. Imagine what it was like to be part of the team putting all of that back together.
I would think that after the first year, it probably felt rather tedious.
Oh, and can you hand me my purse?
Of course.
I got you this.
Oh, it's adorable. I love cows. Thank you, dear.
And it's your colours, so I couldn't pass it up. I got some stuff for Dad, Gunnar and Sara too, but I already packed those. Did Dad really fly back home because of me?
Of course. Nothing would have stopped him from it. He's looking after the others with your aunt. And he's so relieved that we're going home soon. Come in.
Glad to see you awake and happy, Arna.
Anything new?
Yes, I spoke with the doctor and the front desk. Continued care arrangements have been coordinated with your family doctor, so you are cleared for discharge. I'm just going to disconnect you from the monitors. Now, as this was a head injury, you are arranged to meet with your healthcare provider back home within the week for another check. And if you ever feel any pain or pressure, or have confused or dizzy moments regularly, seek care without delay. And, of course, in a few weeks you will need to have the cast removed.
We will make sure of it. All of it. We have also been in contact with our family doctor back at Reykjavik, so it won't be any problem at all.
Good to hear. Okay, so you're all disconnected. Once you get dressed, open the door and we will walk you to the exit. Now, Dees, was it?
Yes.
There are some other family members asking to see you out near reception.
Right. Thank you. Arna, go ahead and get ready. I'm going to go speak with your uncle.
It is nice that Arna has such a caring family. So many of you flew all the way here from Iceland. But she's a really sweet girl. Very lucky.
Yes, lucky. Thank you.
Góða kvöldi.
Hi, Aftur. Þeir eru fara að hleypa. She's about to be discharged. I just want to take her home.
I know. We come bearing gifts. We have tickets for the flight back to Iceland. And we booked your car.
But before that, we have a few more questions for you, so that we can possibly continue to leave Arna in the dark.
What? What do you mean? You want to tell her?
Not if we can avoid it. So, our questions continue. Could Arna have done anything to go against the will of the Sites or the Guardians?
Don't just stop talking like that here.
No one here speaks Icelandic. No one can understand us.
And the security footage doesn't record audio.
Of course you... Arna could not have done anything to go against the will because she doesn't even know they exist. She's only 16 and she's not the daughter of a primary heir. Even Hlíf and Drífa don't know yet.
Even so, you don't believe that...
No, she's done nothing to warrant this, nothing. She is a child, just like hundreds of others in that crowd. She did nothing to deserve this, just like none of the other victims did. She couldn't have acted against the Sites, not in any malicious manner, because she doesn't know they exist.
Here are the tickets.
Thank you. I hope to see you both back in Iceland safely.
Hi, Anthora. Hi, Uncle Tryggvi. Hey, Mom, can we get something to eat on the way to the airport? The food here was fine, but I'm really hungry.
Yes, but we already have tickets, so we need to start off for the airport now. Any ideas on what you want?
I'll know it when I see it.
Have a safe flight back home, whenever that is.
Glad to see you back up and about, Anna. Have a nice trip.
Fly safe and get plenty of rest.
Come on, we have a car waiting.
Bye! So, how long until I'm allowed to go on a trip by myself again?
Oh no, 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 no. It's not a question of when, but if. You'll be lucky if I let you move out at all. And just wait until your father gets a hold of you.
Is it okay if I take a nap?
Of course, traffic is terrible, so I'll just wake you up when we get there.
Ja, det är Vidar Henriksson.
Hallå Vidar, it's Dís, Eldrumsdóttir. Do you have a time for a short call? It's important.
I have time. I heard about Arna. I'm glad she's all right. She's a good kid.
Thanks. But I've called about... Well, I guess it's all related, really. I have questions. And you've never lied to me about all this shit before.
Well, I know what topic we're headed into then. Well, I've come to the conclusion that lying to family is exhausting. I'm not up for it anymore. So I'll start with cards on the table. This call is most likely being recorded on my side and yours.
This is my personal cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Everyone else knows more than me. That's why I called. I was speaking with Thora. Yes. But I was. And C and Tryggvi were filling me in on just a small piece of what's happening.
Can't believe you stayed out of all of this for so long. Very impressive.
Sad to say those days are over.
I would assume they asked whether Arna did something to piss off the site.
Yeah, it seemed, at least to me, that seems like their only idea so far.
It's the only thing that has made sense in the past, so it's hopeful for the family to still think that's all that's happening.
Let's start with the first part. What happened before?
Not our family, but to... Well, my new family. Just how out of the loop have you been?
As far from the loop as I could be while still walking and living in Iceland.
Okay, then. Back in 2010, a true daughter of the Swedish family died in a car accident. She was the second daughter of the Ear. She had learned about the sights and openly ignored her responsibilities. As far as I know, at some points, she openly rebuked her mother's actions. Her death led to the reintroduction of their first daughter, Linnea, to the Vilsinna family.
But I don't help with the family business, and Arna knows nothing of it.
Linnea knew nothing, and she crashed a bike that led to long-term nerve damage. Her knowing nothing about the family business permitted herself, a true daughter, to suffer a life without the gift. And as for you, what you said is not exactly true. You may not take an active role in the more unseemly family business activities, but you work for Sidja Group. Even as a desk worker, you support the family and you reap the rewards. And until recently, so did Arna.
I hoped I could go on pretending none of this affected me, but it does. It does more for me than I've ever cared to admit.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're a great mother, and we never could have... This, I need to hang up. I'll call you later.
Okay. Thank you.
One last thing. Something Linnea told me. Sometimes we don't know the whole picture. Not the way the Forminder do. Maybe what happened to Arna was lucky, and we just don't see it that way. There were many who didn't survive that attack, Tease. I'll talk later. Get home safe.
Klokkum fyrir!
Er allt í lagi?
Yeah, I'm fine, just... My luck with cars, it's terrible this week.
Don't joke about that, sweetheart.
Sorry for that. Are you okay? I must speak with the driver who hit our bumper. I will call you a new driver as well.
We're fine. We just need to make our flight.
Yes, ma'am.
Just want to get home.
Don't worry, dear. It won't be long.
Let him talk. What about the second guy?
Exactly! Let go of me! Use the rifle!
We need him to talk!
Listen. Listen to me. Something took S. Killed him. Ripped him right up into the trees.
We're not gonna believe a goddamn word you say.
Listen, damn it. It ripped him into the air.
Lewis, true or not, get on your stomach, hands behind your back.
What?
Down on stomach and hands behind back.
Are you stupid or something? We gotta run!
From what? You're the monster here. Get down!
Iffy, in my pocket, there's some zip ties. Try to handcuff it with them if you can.
Gladly.
Ow!
Sorry it hurts so little.
Oh, shit, lady!
Get up. Get him up. We can put him in that building. It's got a center beam that's still standing. It should be strong enough to hold him if we could tie him to it.
Get up.
Just listen. I'm trying to tell you. Something's out there.
Here. This one. Blue door.
Got it.
I have more zip ties back at the church if we need them. And some rope. Do you think he's secure enough?
Ow! What the hell? Bitch!
Yeah, looks like he's not going anywhere.
Iffy, maybe go check on the others. Take a step back from this. I'll keep an eye on him for now. Bring some extra rope when you do come back. It's in the bucket by the door.
Sure.
You killed her friend, Jean.
S did it, not me. You gotta stop her. Look, you see that look? She'll kill me if she gets the chance.
Yeah, I'm clearly aware of that. I need to think.
You can't keep me here. Something out there took S. And you think it's not gonna be looking for me or you? Look, just let me go and you'll never see me again. I'll get out of your hair and leave you to that thing. Can you at least loosen these zip ties? I can't feel my thumb.
Not happening. I'll stay right here with this rifle aimed at your chest. And when Iffy gets back with the rope, she'll fix it.
She'll make it worse. What was that? It's here. We gotta go.
It's just the lake ice. It does that.
Yeah, that's him. You don't have to go inside. We can go back to the church.
I'm gonna tie him up more. Excuse me.
Look, lady. I didn't shoot him. Don't break my hand.
Shut the hell up. Every time you open your mouth, I get 1 second closer to killing you. It's okay. He's not going anywhere.
I've made sure of it.
Girls, please. You gotta tell him to let me go. I need to get out of here. It's out there. I need to get out of this forest.
Don't listen to him, Adele. Don't you ever talk to my sister again. Not one word. The only thing we have to do is get the hell away from you.
He's so much smaller than I thought. It makes sense. Before I was so scared.
You didn't have to come out here.
Yes, we did. Inside our heads, he was a nightmare. Here, he's just a small man.
He was red before. What happened to the red jacket?
Look, that's what I've been trying to explain. Something out there in those woods took S. I tried to hold on to him, but it took him. And I took my jacket with him.
What took him?
Don't listen to him. Yeah. He's a liar.
And a killer. Maybe, maybe not.
Hey, is Jean really dead? Or are you hiding him out there to use against us? I'm talking to you.
I'll tell you. But keep her off me.
You're not in the position to be bargaining. Isn't that what you and S said before?
We can find out.
Iffy.
S killed the guy. We got the location from you, and S didn't want him coming up behind us later.
You could have tied him to a tree. Anything else.
And S thought it would scare you into giving up the girls if you knew his threats were real. So he shot him. He was dead that instant. We left him in the hunting blind.
Iffy.
Should I go talk to her?
No. I mean, give her space.
Okay. What happened after that? Where's S?
What's that?
It's what I already told you. Something took him. We found that other blind where the girls were, but it took us a while to find any trace of him. Finally, we found some footsteps and we headed west. I thought it was a good trick, but S just said, of course they'd head back to Canada.
We didn't even know you bastards had taken us over the border until Iffy told us.
Yeah, well, we did. All in the job description. But we went on following the tracks. And then the snow was getting a little heavier, so we went faster. That's when we started to hear things, like something sitting on a tree. So heavy the trees groaned.
Sorry.
No problem. Continue.
It felt like the sounds were following us. Then something started taking our stuff, like from us. Our gear just opened and the stuff dropped in the snow behind us. And we didn't see anything. The snows got so heavy, everything was just white with black tree lines. And then something took S right up into the sky or the trees. And S was screaming and screaming, and he fired off a shot. I tried to hold on. He pulled my jacket right off of me, and when I got back up, he was just gone.
Whatever did that, it might have heard the first gunshot, or at least the one you used to kill Jean. If it had tried to find you...
Jason, don't listen to him. He's just trying to trick us. If he says S is dead, it means that bastard's just out there in the woods waiting for us to make a mistake.
How many times I gotta say it? S is dead. Something took him. If it followed the gunshot and we shot at it, maybe all it needed was S, right? What if it's coming after me now?
Then we toss you outside and let it have you. Gets rid of our problem. I hope it's gruesome.
Iffy,
No, she's right. No one here's risking anything for this piece of shit, even if we believed him.
But if he let it here, it might not just be going after him anymore.
What do you mean? There's nothing out there, Jason. He's a liar.
Where's Adele?
Over here.
Did you guys bring this?
What?
The leaf rock?
It's like the one that we found in the forest.
Hey, you okay?
I don't want to be around him.
I know.
Hey, what'd you find?
This. We saw something really similar out in the woods. I'd never seen one before today. I thought they were rare.
It is. I've never seen one before today either. It's a fossil or something.
Did you put it here, Jason?
Where?
On the windowsill.
No. It's like a little figurine of a birch leaf. Can I keep this? Thanks.
You really talking about a rock? Something's out there! Let me go already. I swear I won't mess with you. I just want to get out of here.
Don't do that again.
If he does that again, you can hit him. You should hit him. Are you okay?
Yeah, just moved wrong. Hurt my leg.
Y'all never really got the chance to clean up. Look at your injuries, or rest. I'll stay here with him, but y'all should go back. Clean your wounds, get some sleep.
No, I'll stay. You still have blood in your hair, too. Go wash it out and then make that call to get help if you haven't yet. I'll keep an eye on him.
I'm not sure that's a good idea, leaving you here with him, I mean.
I'll be fine. Give me the rifle.
No, let me reword that. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm more worried about him.
I won't shoot a tied-up man. I'm not a criminal.
Are you going to hit him?
I said I'm not a criminal, not that I'm a saint.
Iffy, he put us through hell, and I know he took Jean. But if we're worrying about you, we can't focus on what we need. I can't focus on getting Adele home. You can hurt him if he tries to escape or something, but don't let him make you a worse person.
If we don't want him to provoke something, should we gag him? They did it to us. I'm sure we can return the favor.
He's tied up, so sure. If he's well secured, we shouldn't even need to stay here with him.
Don't leave me alone in here. Not without something to protect myself. And don't leave me with her. She'll kill me. You know it.
If only dreams did come true.
Stop, everyone. I'm in pain. And my sister, too. We haven't slept. We've lost a lot. There's no reason to give this human-shaped shit a second thought if he's tied up good enough. Iffy, watch him for a while. Don't kill him. Adele, come on, help me back to the church. My leg hurts.
Yeah, of course. Can you still walk?
Mostly.
I won't kill him. I won't. Go clean yourself up. We've thrown a lot on your plate in the last few hours, so... Sorry about that.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's loaded. The safety's on. It's right here.
Okay.
If you think it's better to leave him alone, leave him. The ropes are tight enough, and I'll be back soon. You need rest, too.
Got it. Go.
Something is out there.
And I'm in here. No good options left for you.
Just... listen to me.
Gagging you is still on the table.
Oh.
It's still freezing in here. I should have lit the fire before I left you here. You okay, Iffy?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're freezing.
I am both
freezing and fine. Were you able to reach emergency services?
Yes and no. I dialed out to my team, and they said they'll contact emergency services. Either way, getting anyone out here during the storm is impossible. We only got to talk for about 2 minutes or so before the signal got so bad it all stopped making sense. Thankfully, that was after everything important.
But they know.
They know.
It's gotten a lot worse out there.
Progressively, yeah. Snow's gotten about as high as my knee in some places. Gotta tell Mika and Adele to be careful near the lake. It's hard to see where it starts under all the snow. He asleep?
Yeah.
So we'll just have to keep everything together till they arrive. First, weather the storm.
How are they?
They're resting now. Since Lewis is here, we thought it was probably safe to start a fire, even if we make some smoke. If S is dead, good, no worries. If he isn't, he already knows where we are since Lewis is here. So, why not be warm?
If he's still alive, he's stuck out in the cold.
Well, we have a warm church. Adele used some warm water to clean up all their wounds, and I made some soup.
How's Mika's leg?
Adele said you think it might be fractured? Well, I think that's about right. I'm not in any way a medical expert, but it looks swollen and bruised. The whole bottom of the leg is just a big, dark bruise. And Adele...
Wait, what? Adele was fine. What's wrong?
No, it's not all fine. She took off her boots, and one of her feet is really... I think her foot had been wet, like really wet. Maybe she stepped in a creek or some melted snow or something. But even the boot was soaked through. She's got terrible blisters and skin issues. She's resting near the fire and drying everything out. Looks painful, though she doesn't seem to want to admit it. Maybe she still can't feel it all.
No. She's a good kid. She doesn't want to be a burden.
It's my turn to watch him. You should go rest with the others and get something to eat. Your nose is blue.
Yeah. And I think my hands are stuck around the rifle. Thanks. If he stays asleep, just come back to the church. It's cold, but he won't die in here.
Yeah, go.
Wait, this is the wrong way. Blood. That's blood.
The White Vault. Goshawk. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Co-created, produced, and directed by Travis Vengroff. With script editing by W.K. Stats. Associate producer Shion Francois. Edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson. And executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Punkin. Starring Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdotter, Marcy Edwards, Denise Halfyard, Michael Delgadio, Kristin Alti Hemison, Hrafnildr Oradotter, Melkorkra Oskarsdotter, Clara Skipek, Alban Wiedenblad, Michael Graziga, and Shion Francois. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and Laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Redolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.